I have to say, I have heard both of the Stand By Me songs that we've taken part in this morning for most of my life. This is the first time ever I've heard them both in the same Sunday service. Wonderful both times. Ellen Fisher mentioned earlier in the service that we are moving into our pledge drive. This is the final time we'll be talking about it in the Sunday service. We still, as you see, we're moving right along, and we need some help to get us the rest of the way there, which I trust we will. And to speak to it this morning, one of our very long-time, devoted, dedicated members. Very happy to have Shirley Rubin.
Hello, my name is Shirley. And I am a Unitarian. And I'm a member of the Nashua Unitarian Universalist Church, probably since the late 1960s. When I first said that I would do this service, I had an idea of what I was going to say. That night, that day, I mean that Sunday, Steve was up here, and he said everything I was going to say. So that was fine. We can hear it again. But then the March newsletter came out, and I wanted to read it because I thought it was important. To be together, we have to get together. Just look through this newsletter to see how many opportunities you can have to get together with the fellow Jews in March. You can be part of potluck, talent show, you could join a hike, you can come to gay nights, you can learn about transcendentalism, join a yoga class, a book club, groups for writers, parents of teens, Buddhist meditation. There are also committee meetings and choir practices. How about joining the UU National Group or looking for UU friends on Facebook, if you can get into your Facebook. Anyway, I was brought up in Maryland, and I was a Presbyterian. And I went to a little tiny church in a town called Dickeysville. I tried to Google Earth it, but we couldn't find it. It was so small. Probably if Walmart went there, it would take over the whole town. But they probably wouldn't allow cameras there. So I went to Sunday school there. We learned all about Daniel and Jonah and Ezekiel and all those guys. And we were told this is a gospel truth because it's written in the Bible. But there was no metaphors mentioned at all in my church training. We had a youth group which met on Fridays, but I don't remember any church activities. After I left this church, I became a Lutheran, went to my mother's church. It was a big, big church. It was so big it had two services and two ministers. I only went to church, left and came home. And I didn't know of any church activities that took place at that time. My mother was bedridden for many, many years, and not one person from the church called, and no minister visited her, and there was two ministers. Eventually, I was married and had three children. We went to a big Unitarian church in downtown Baltimore. It was an inner city Unitarian church. And the minister was Dr. Murray, who had written many books and gave many classes. And I did go to one, World Religions. And that was interesting, but I lived way out of town, and with three kids, it was hard to go back and forth. However, I did join Mothers for Peace and Beyond War. Then we moved to New Hampshire, and the first thing I wanted to do was find the Unitarian Church here, because I knew they'd be talking about the Vietnam War, and I was interested in that. However, Don Rowley surprised me and said he was for the war. But that didn't stop me from coming to church because Steve's a Red Sox fan and I happen to be an Oriole fan and I still come to church. I didn't attend many activities during this time because I had the three children getting divorced and going to college and working. But as soon as I had some time, I started coming back to some of the things that were going on here. The most outstanding thing in the whole time I came to church here is when Harry was sending messages about the status of Donna's health. Later on, Gary Lou did this for Andrea. But when I got these messages, I felt like we're all together, we're within a blanket here, we're all together. And I really felt something at that time, and I still feel it. We're still enclosed in a blanket of love and companionship. We have many activities here. We have Fairy Beach, we have Star Island, we have Simple Gifts, Cardigan Mountain Weekends, circle dinners, game nights, auctions, sock hops, many, many things. And it's a togetherness that I think we all appreciate. And we have Sherry, who sends out the UU news during the middle of the week if there's anything that happens. I think this is wonderful. And we have Jeb, who has, he's a blessing for our church. When he came in, I think the church, the choir said, "You're a tremendous choir, and you have beautiful music, and I think it's great." And he's trying to get the whole church, the whole congregation is his choir. And if you've been here for the last couple of weeks, you can see where he's doing this. I think years from now, we'll all remember January the 1st, 1201, January the 1st, 2010, when we celebrated history, when Jen and Michelle got married. And you could just feel this togetherness, this love, this care, this joy. It was a tremendous day, and I think that'll go down in our history. So we were all together then, and we're all together now. So let's hear it. We are all together.
Thank you so much, Shirley, and thanks for looking so colorful through today. That's wonderful. You look very great. Thank you so much. I say, let's help get us the rest of the way here as soon as we can. Kathy Fletcher will offer our words for reflection this morning.